If you're looking for a Christmas gift for a child, grandchild, or godchild ages 2 through 7, purchase the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Angel, Angel, What Do You See? Follow Mary and Joseph, the donkey, the innkeeper, and the shepherds to discover that this special baby is the Savior, born for you and me. Learn more about Angel, Angel, What Do You See? By calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or at issuesetc.org. Angel, Angel, What Do You See? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'm going to ask a very simple question. It's two questions. They're both important. What is your favorite Christmas hymn, and why is it your favorite Christmas hymn? We have a holiday tradition here at Issues Etc., and the holiday tradition is to ask this question, then our listeners answer. Now, your reasons are your own, but we ask that it be a Christmas hymn. And we ask that you give us your reasons. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can also email us with your answer to that question. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Up first is a vote from Alicia in Norton, Michigan. She says, LSB 375, Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising has such a beautiful, peaceful melody, and the picture described of Jacob's star forcing Satan and the powers of hell to surrender is very comforting. Gerhardt makes it plain that we are set free from sin, death, and the devil, and that we receive this blessing by faith and confess this in worship. It might be one of the only Christmas hymn that mentions the defeat of Satan twice, and I think that's why it's a special Christmas hymn. Gerhardt does mention the defeat of Satan in his other Christmas hymns, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, and All My Heart Again Rejoices. Let's hear Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising. That's the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Christmas hymn, Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising. We're asking the question and getting your answers. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your answer at issuesetc, or we've made space for your answers at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. The question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois, on this Friday afternoon, the 20th of December. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are answering the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're asking our listeners to answer it for us. They answer by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or leaving their answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. From Heaven Above to Earth I Come is a perennial favorite. It is for Jen in Nairobi, Kenya. Jen says, it was the first hymn I learned after my adult reaffirmation of faith in the Lutheran Church, and I've loved it ever since, but I like all the Christmas hymns. Slovig agrees. How to choose? I'll go with From Heaven Above because all Luther's hymns are mini sermons. And Cindy in Greenfield, Minnesota, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, it tells the message of Christmas so simply, plus it was written by Martin Luther.
From heaven above to earth I come, to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. To you this night is born a child of Mary.
Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Nathan answers the question, what is his favorite Christmas hymn, with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Here's why. It tells of Christ in his work, born to raise us sons of earth, born to give us second birth. He who was the Godhead is veiled in flesh, the incarnate deity. He was pleased as man with men to dwell. He alone is Emmanuel, God with us. Thus, the angel herald this cry of redemption, God and sinners reconciled. Susan agrees, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Remember this from childhood and singing it at the Christmas Eve program at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Clinger. There were many others I loved too. Aaron in Kenmore, Washington, love Hark the Herald Angels Sing because of the gospel proclaimed in God and Sinners Reconciled, the doctrine of the Incarnation confessed in Word of the Father Now in Flesh Appearing, and the joy of the whole song. And Kim in Ocean View, New Jersey says, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, God and Sinners Reconciled and Born that Man No More May Die, Thanks Be to God. asking the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Here are some votes for What Child Is This? Colette in Canada. It points to the cross and Jesus' work there for us, reminding us that his birth is just the beginning of what he has come in God's plan of salvation for us. Sabrina agrees in Garden, California. I love the song because the Christ was born as a baby, heralded by angels and honored by kings. He humbles himself to bring us salvation. Good doctrine and beautiful music. And Mary says, what child is this? His birth is the reason for the season. We'll hear What Child Is This on the other side of the break. We're asking that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Stay tuned. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for a child, grandchild, or godchild ages 2 through 7, purchase the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Angel, Angel, What Do You See? Follow Mary and Joseph, the donkey, the innkeeper, and the shepherds to discover that this special baby is the Savior, born for you and me. Learn more about Angel, Angel, What Do You See? By calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or at issuesetc.org. Angel, Angel, What Do You See?
St. Jacobi Lutheran Church in Shawnee, Wisconsin has a special guest each and every week. It isn't you, but it is Jesus Christ. He is a guest, and he is also the one who comes to serve you with his preached word and his broken body and shed blood. You are invited to be served by Jesus on Saturday evening at 6:30 and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Visit www.stjakobi.com. .org for more information.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Ed Crusum offers Bible-based, Christ-focused Christmas ornaments in various sizes for church and home. Use our Jesse Tree collection to teach your children this Advent and see our new premium ornaments, a crucifixion tableau, angel and shepherds, the Holy Family, Epiphany, and much more. Visit adcrusum.com for unique and theologically sound greeting cards, jewelry, gifts, churchwares, banners, certificates, and housewares. That's adcrusum.com.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
King to own him, the King.
The hymn, What Child Is This? We're asking the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. One of our listeners' perennial favorites is also one of the oldest Christmas hymns, Of the Father's Love Begotten. Kendra in Homestead, Iowa says, the melody is beautiful and the story it tells is just beautiful. Leela in Elgin, Illinois, beautiful melody and scripturally based, love the line about Christ first revealing his face, incarnation. Heidi says, I love the verse that says, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. Of course, the melody is gorgeous too. Matt in Niles, Illinois says, my favorite Christmas hymn is Of the Father's Love Begotten. The tune captures the wonder of the hymn's text in an incomprehensible love for us, the Jesus incarnate, begotten of the Father, this weak child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger is Alpha and Omega, the one to whom the saints of old longed for, the one adored by angels. He is God. One cannot grasp the depths of it. It points us to the cross in which Jesus again would appear very weak, but retains every ounce of majesty. I love this hymn, says Matt. Eric lives in Panama City, Florida. Of the Father's Love Begotten, begotten, not made. No other hymn wholly articulates the essence of Christ as both God and man. Additionally, we confess prophet, priest, and king. These are the basic articulated to children. Arthur says, Of the Father's Love Begotten, the eternal Christ come to save us. Beautiful, rich, both in music and lyric. Cheryl in St. Paul, Minnesota is voting for Of the Father's Love. If I have to pick just one, the words are theologically rich and the melody is beautiful. The final words of each stanza, evermore and evermore, draw my thoughts to the promise of Jesus. Lo, I am with you always. Let's hear it.
Of all things now.
That's Of the Father's Love Begotten, one of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymns. After hearing it, you know why. We're asking that question and getting your answer. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why on this Friday, December the 20th? Give us the answer, 1-877-623-MYIE or facebook.com/issuesETC.
As you face challenges and difficulties, as your congregation faces challenges and difficulties, as your synod faces difficulties, as Christians struggle in this world, as has always been the case, it is purposeful.
Pastor Matt Harrison speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And the word of the Lord will not be thwarted. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So I tell you, rejoice. You have the gospel. You're forgiven. Rejoice. Heaven is yours. You're baptized. Rejoice.
You can listen to President Harrison's presentation, Making the Case for Being Joyfully Lutheran, on a recording from our 2019 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you along with a recording of 15 Advent and Christmas hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir for a year-end tax-deductible donation of $300. Find out more and order at issuesetc.org.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Pedal Pushers is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month for December. Pedal Pushers decorates the Lutheran Hour Ministries float for the Tournament of Roses Parade. When you use your Lutheran FCU debit or credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, they'll give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Pedal Pushers. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org.
Sanctifying your commute with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. While most of us will be spending Christmas with family members, many members of the armed forces will be separated from their loved ones this holiday season. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces is committed to serving those who serve. Find out more about their service at lcms.org/armedforces. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armedforces. Joy has a vote for Silent Night. My mom sang Silent Night, Holy Night to me as a lullaby at bedtime on occasion. After a stroke in 2009, Mom could still sing bits of this hymn despite the loss of a majority of her speech. Although my reason for citing Silent Night, Holy Night as a favorite comes from a place of sentimentality, the second stanza about Christ's light and grace prompts me to praise Christ from the scriptures. Psalm 36 is one of the memory psalms. So this Christmas hymn brought to mind, "In thy light we see light," verse 9. Jane in Colorado says, "My favorite is Silent Night, Holy Night. The first verse addresses his humanity, the second his divinity, the third proclaims why he came. He is the dawn of redeeming grace. It is so calming and peaceful in such a chaotic world." Daniel writes this, "It's very difficult for me to pick only one favorite Christmas hymn. Joy to the World gets the nod for its second coming imagery from Psalm 98. This author, Watts and Tune, Handel combination, may be the best we have in Lutheran service book, rivaled only by Hark the Herald Angels Sing. This is an easy one to memorize with all the repeating, repeat the sounding joy indeed." Barb agrees in Elizabeth, Colorado, "My reason is that it's triumphant and joyous. It's a birth announcement to the world." And in Australia, Julie says, "Joy to the world because it is so joyful." Let's hear "Joy to the World."
Joy to the world, and love is gone.
Christmas hymn, Joy to the World. We're getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Maria in Finland, she wants Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. As I listen to this, I remember my childhood Christmas evening and the church choir singing. I was 5 years old, and this was the highlight of Christmas. That's the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Christmas hymn, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. We're getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Some votes for O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. Guy in Westland, Michigan, it's a beautiful statement of the Incarnation. John in Emmitsburg, Iowa, this hymn is a great reminder that the manger for Christians today is the altar and pulpit, our paradise, where Christians recline, not a bed, not at dinner table, not at the foot of the Christmas tree, at home. Rather, those things we have at home are the lesser images which point us to the greater gift taking place in the divine service, where the font is where the Christian was laid to rest, the altar is where the Christian feasts, and the cross is the tree at which we kneel. Excellent insights there, John. Caitlin in Fort Wayne, Indiana, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, was the hymn I sung when I was in a very transformative part of my childhood. It was then I realized that wherever Jesus resides is where paradise is. At that point in my young life, I'd been struggling with the why and why it's imperative to receive the sacrament every week or as often as possible. And this hymn was what made the reasoning click for me. We receive Jesus, and with him comes forgiveness of sins and life eternal. As simple as it sounds, I still remember being quilted with awe in that moment and grateful to have our God's body and blood as often as possible, and being drowsy in love for Gerhardt's hymnody. Caitlin, thank you for your vote. We will hear that very hymn next. Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated independently and in the black for 11 consecutive years. With 2 weeks left in 2019, we're $57,000 short of expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's a monthly magazine on faith and life, theology and culture that helps readers interpret the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective. Filled with expert insights, good writing, and inspiring stories, it also provides essential church information for LCMS members. What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's the flagship periodical of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it has been for more than a century. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Christmas hymn, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc., getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Well, since this evening is the last time I'm going to be in the studio until after the new year, I am taking the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December home to read to my grandchildren in my time off. Angel, Angel, What Do You See? There's, I already have a book a lot like it, Brown Bear, What Do You See? That is just kind of a nonsensical romp through some animals. This one tells the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, a story I want my grandchildren to know. You can find out more about Angel, Angel, What Do You See? At our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. According to your votes, Of the Father's Love Begotten is your favorite Christmas hymn in 2019. Here it is.
And the big old rose repeating,
That's your favorite Christmas hymn, according to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The following voters, if you would please send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Alicia in Norton, Michigan, Matt in Niles, Illinois, Joy and Caitlin in Fort Wayne. Send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will send you all three CDs of the hymns from the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. If you love classical Christian hymnody, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. From now until Christmas Eve, you'll hear sacred music for the Advent and Christmas seasons. Then, on Christmas Eve, it's nonstop Christmas music. Listen anytime, anywhere at LutheranPublicRadio.org and on the LPR mobile app. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll study the Christmas hymns From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising, We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth, Let All Together Praise Our God, From East to West, and Silent Night. Our guest will be Pastor Will Whedon, host of the daily short-form Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. I was telling my son just the other day, the fact that God would send His Son into the world as a human being to give His life for the sins of the world is a truth so beautiful that were it not true, it ought to be true. And it's a truth that has never been stopped. It's the center of human history because it is the center of God's heart toward sinful humanity. And it has inspired song and hymn and spiritual song, songs that live throughout the ages and continue to proclaim that truth that cannot and will not be stopped. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll study rivers of living water, division among people, the woman caught in adultery, Jesus is the light of the world, and many believe in Jesus. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, as we continue our walk through St. John's Gospel on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org. TheWordEndures.org.